بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The incident of Abu Talha al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu Sayyidina Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the wealthiest date orchard owner in Medina Munawwara. One of his orchards had a well which was known as Bi'r Ruha. And it was dearest to him. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited this plantation frequently and drank from the sweet water therein. When the verse "Lantanalul birra hatta tunfiqu mimma tuhibbun" was revealed, which means you will never attain piety unless you spend of that which is beloved to you, was revealed. Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says you will never attain piety unless you spend of that which is beloved to you. Indeed, Bi'rha is the dearest of all my wealth to me. I now declare that is given in charity for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. I anticipate his reward from Allah and hope that it will be a provision stored for me in the hereafter. Note, the spirit of the Sahaba was truly amazing. People like us who have only materialistic aspirations would never dream of such a venture. Even after knowing that what was given for the pleasure of Allah is only a transfer of our wealth to the hereafter, we still drive such noble thoughts from our minds. The meaning of generosity. A generous person is one who, together with spending adequately on his family, also spends on the needy and poor according to his capacity. He also donates in charitable causes. The greatest obligation of Islam is salah and zakah. Zakah in essence stems from the spirit of generosity. It therefore proves the significance of generosity in Islam. A person will never be able to sympathize with the less fortunate unless he possesses this trait. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.